Okay, Chevra, it's always a schus to be back together, to learn Torah, to grow. Again, like I said before, Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoicha, that this should be the final shir that we're on this Zoom. And Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoicha, for sure, by next Thursday night, hopefully sooner than that, to be back together in person, hopefully in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. If we're not Zoicha in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, at least to be the Biyacha, to be together. We need to learn together. We need to grow together. We need to be one in the way that we're supposed to be at that time. We have to dive into the Rabbono Shalom that we did all the growth that we needed to do, be Yechidus, that we come together back in Achdus, Bekarov Bez Hashem, Bekarov Mamish, as we're all yearning for that. Just before we begin, all the learning tonight, all the Torah tonight, is going to be all the Zairus we should have in mind, being sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for Aryeh Schultz's grandmother. Aryeh Schultz, a special Talmud, a special Chaver Tov of ours, whose grandmother was taken to the hospital and needs a big Refuah. It's not connected to the Corona, but needs a big Refuah. You should all have in mind, please take down the name to Davin for Roiza Bas Fega. Roiza Bas Fega. I'm not sure how to spell Roiza, but we know how to say Roiza, and we know how to Davin. And it's not about the details, it's min halev. So all the Torah, all the chizik, all the zayrus should be for a big refuah shalema. B'sol shar chal Yisrael, b'karov Be'ez Hashem, we should have b'sors tovos, refuahs, yeshuos, for Roiza Bas Fega. So Emes, I don't know about all of the chevra, but I'm still living with Lag Ba'omer. I'm still deeply living with Lag Ba'omer. And therefore, we have to continue to talk about Lag Ba'omer. We spoke about Lag Ba'omer last week. We can't have 1 week for Lag Ba'omer. And in fact, we're lucky. Lag Ba'omer fell out this year on a Tuesday. It's Thursday night. Those of us who know a little bit, we know that when it comes to a yahrzeit, the yahrzeit is not just the day of the yahrzeit, but the tzaddik's neshama is connected to this world more deeply, not just for that day, but the 3 days before and the 3 days after. Whenever you have a davar shebikdusha, it's connected to 3 days before, 3 days after, just like we know by Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, we know, really, Shabbos already, we begin preparing for Shabbos on Wednesday, 3 days before, and we're already mekushered in Shabbos from 3 days before. And then 3 days after, we still are very much mushpa from the Shabbos prior and reconnect. You could still say Avdolah Mamish till Tuesday. Maybe we should try it sometime. I don't know what the Amshin of a Rebbe exactly does, but we've heard things about him. We've all heard. But the MSs were connected. So the Yortzeit was Tuesday. So the 3 days after is still tonight and Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So we're deeply connected to Lag Ba'omer. Rav Chaim Vital brings down that when the Arizal himself, Mamish, went to Meron, when the Arizal went to Meron on Lag Ba'omer, he stayed for 3 days. He stayed 3 days. He was still there now. He was still there now because of the Shefa of the Tzaddik is still in the air. And we have to feel that and connect. And ensure tonight that whatever fires were ignited and lit on Lag Ba'omer, and I hope they deeply were within each and every one of us. I know Emes, by myself, there's no question. I feel like a different person. I should say the same next week. I mamish feel it. In a lot of ways, I'm even Yavin. So we have to make sure if tonight, that last day after, 3 days after, we have to make sure that the fires are still burning bright. And I want to share a Torah. Most of this Torah, I wrote up mamish the last hour of Lag Ba'omer itself. So it's mamish has kedushas Rav Shimon, kedushas Lag Ba'omer in the Torah itself. And some of it, Baruch Hashem, came to me lel Lag Ba'omer, which we'll get to. And first, I want to share a Torah from the Heilige Oyer V'Simcha. We've been talking Torah from the Oyer V'Simcha from Baranovich. Again, the Chevra has to get the Sefer. Here's the Sefer. It's mamish tremendous Ramazim. Incredible. So he brings down in Tehillim Kuf Chav Zayin Dalid 127:4. The Pazik there says in the Shir HaMalos, these are part of the Shir HaMalos, we should be familiar. Kechitzim Biyad Gibor, Kein B'nei HaNeurim, like an arrow in the hand of a Gibor, of a strong individual, so too are B'nei HaNeurim, our sons in the youth. Kechitzim Biyad Gibor, you know, Leol Lag Ba'omer, MS, I was thinking a lot about a lot of inyanim, but one of them was that keshes, the bow and arrow, the bow, which we know is a connection, big connection, like Boimer, it's a minog to have bow and arrows. Famously, because the rainbow, we know, was not seen in all the days of Reb Shimon. Lalag Boimer was some of the chevra, I shared some Torah in that inyan. We're going to share a different Torah tonight. But the keshes, what that, the rainbow, but the bow and arrow is so deeply connected to Reb Shimon. What's that bow and arrow? And here we have an arrow. That's kechitim biad giber kem b'nei anurim. The arrow of this pasuk. What is this arrow? Who is this chitim biad giber? So you look in Rashi on Tehillim right here. Rashi says that the chitim biad giber are the Talmidim. The arrow is the Talmidim. The arrow is Talmidim. Why? Why are the Talmidim? We have the schus. I have the schus to be learning with Talmidim now. Each and every one of you. Each and every one of you is an arrow. And I'm a Talmud to so many. Why compared to an arrow? Why is a Talmud compared to an arrow? So the Ayur V'Simcha brings down, he says, that there are different weapons, Klei Zayin, that are spoken about, and then we could talk about a spear, like by Pinchas, talk about a Cherev, a sword. Again, we have to remember, they didn't have guns back then, in the times of, we're not talking about guns. Of all the weapons of the time of Tanakh, the only weapon that has an effect far away, very, very far away, is the arrow. When you're holding a knife, you have to use your strength and be right next to the individual that you're trying to fight with. And so too by a spear. An arrow, you could be standing in one place and have an effect. Very, very distant, very far off, you could have an effect. He says, so too, kechitim be'agibar kem b'nei hanurim, the youth, the Talmidim, are arrows. The Talmidim are compared to arrows, because you have a Rebbe, and the Rebbe learns Torah, and the Rebbe gives over Torah, but the Rebbe is in one makom, one place. And that Rebbe is going to live, halavai, there should be a Mashiach, but a certain amount of time. When that Rebbe has Talmidim, and the Rebbe gives over the Torah to his Talmidim. Those Talmidim are the arrows. Those Talmidim take the Torah and bring even, let's just talk first, in the lifetime of the Rebbe, bring that Torah and dissipate it throughout the world. Mamish, allow the Torah to spread in incredible ways that Rebbe alone wouldn't be able to do. And more than that, that a Rebbe who gives over Torah to Talmidim, even after the Rebbe leaves this world, that Torah is continuing to have an effect. That Torah is continuing to have hatzlocha in this world and change the world. That on Lag BaOmer, and here we are a few days after Lag BaOmer, our Rebbe Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who gave us Torah Snister, who gave us the Zohar. We've said many times, only because of that do we have all of Torah Shebaal Peh, because his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi knew to write down Mishnah, only because he learned from his Rebbe this Eis Latzos Hashem, a time to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, when he was taught to write down the Zohar. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is our Rebbe of every member of this world, whether you realize it or not. We would not have Torah, we would not have Torah Shebaal Peh if not Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And when we learn his Torah and give over his Torah, you know what we really do? We're allowing that Reb Shimon's strength, his gibor, still has an effect. We're his arrows. Reb Shimon's still having an effect in his world. Tremendous. And that's the keshes, that's the bow and arrow of Reb Shimon. And the celebration of Reb Shimon. Because there's no death then. Everyone asks, well, what are we celebrating? His death? We're celebrating the death of the tzaddik? There is no death when we're the arrows. We're celebrating the Pum Fakeret, that we understand he's still alive, that Reb Shimon's still here. Atzadikim afilu b'misasan chai. And that's what we have to believe. That Reb Shimon's by our side, Reb Shimon's with us, and we're his arrows. That's what it was, by the way. Where Torah Chazal Rashi brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu deeply to desire to die the death of Aaron. He wanted to die the death of Aaron. What does that mean? Some say it's Aaron died as Mises Nashika, a very peaceful kiss of death. Some say, you see, Aaron, till the moment he passed away, he was an Eved Hashem, because Moshe, who was the Rebbe, was telling him what to do, to take off his clothing and dress his son. A lot of people, lo aleinu, when towards their misa, they get sick and they're not able to serve Hashem well. Moshe wanted that. But I just thought pshat was as follows. Aaron, when he was leaving this world, he was zoicha to see his children, who were his talmidim, take over for him. He was able to see Elazar be dressed and become Kohen Gadol and continue being that arrow so that he'll be alive in this world and affect the world. Moshe desired that. Moshe wanted that. And Chazal teaches Moshe did kasher meis Aaron achicha, the same death. Oh, but there's a question. It doesn't make sense. Do we know who of Moshe's children? Moshe's children, were they those arrows? Did they continue the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, but what's the answer? How did Moshe die the death of Aaron? Because a Rebbe to his Talmidim is like a father. Kamalamet ben chaver Torah ki ilu yoldo. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of Gantz Klal Yisrael. Rebbe, he had a Talmud Muvok Yoshua and all of Klal Yisrael and all of us. So he died that death because he had Talmidim who continued his legacy and kept him alive, being that arrow, that Chitzim Biad Giber came B'nei Anurim. And when we learn the Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Torah of Shimon, we're his arrow and we keep him alive. And that's the focus of maybe the bow and arrow of Lag Ba'omer. Maybe that's why, Mamish, this part, what I'm about to say came to me today, and I think it's Emesh Mamito. Maybe that's why we have such a big avelus of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva dying during this time of the year, up until Lag Ba'omer. Think about this, Chevra. We never find such an avelus. Okay, it's a terrible tragedy, 24,000 Talmidim. But ultimately, there were bigger tragedies in mere number in Klal Yisrael over the years, and we don't commemorate those. We have a day Tisha B'Av to commemorate all tragedies. Why suddenly are we commemorating the tragedy of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva? And specifically, there has to be a deep connection that the day of that ending is the day of Reb Shimon. So if we understand the godless of the Simcha of Reb Shimon, is that we're his Talmidim and we're continuing to be that arrow. You know why we have to be in such avelus? Because Rabbi Akiva lost all his Talmidim and there was potential where he would have no arrows and he would have no consistent, no nitzchias to his Torah, to his chias, to Torah itself. So that all ends on the day of Talmidim, of Keshes, to bring the Torah of Reb Shimon into the world and to keep him alive. Came to me today, a big matana. Sheikh Mamish, two big matanas right here, Chevra. You ready for this? You see, Talmidim, to be proper Talmidim then, a proper Talmud has to be mevatel to his Rebbe. A proper Talmud, see, the problem, Rebbe Kiva's Talmidim, they left the world, they weren't in error, because they shalom nago kova zelzeh, they didn't have respect for each other. What does it mean? If they didn't have respect for each other, it meant they were full of gaiva, they were into themselves. It meant it was all about themselves. So some of it's all about themselves. They also didn't even have respect for Rabbi Akiva, seemingly. They probably didn't have respect even for Rabbi Akiva. They were mevatel to the Rebbe. They learned Torah from him, and they took it and thought they're the Rebbe. A true Talmud is a Talmud who's always learning and mevatel to the Rebbe. And that type of Talmud is going to be the chitzim biad gibor, the arrow. That's going to be. If you take the gematria, this came to me today, Mamish. If you take the gematria of Talmidim, students, Talmidim, and you add 60. Now yes, why'd I ask 60? Because 60 is batal b'shishim. 60 is a number that represents batala. 60 is batal b'shishim. In kashrus, it's batal. We know whenever you find certain shiurim is 1/60th, sleep is 1/60th, death, and the dream is 1/60th, and nevuah, 60 is the shame of, is the number for bittel. Bittel. So if you take Talmidim plus 60, because those Talmidim need to be mevatel themselves to the Rebbe in the proper way and have the proper kavod, not like the Talmidim of Akiva, who all perished, they weren't the proper Talmidim, but be the chetz of Rav Shimon. Talmidim plus 60 is 564, exactly gematria nitzchis. To have a nitzchis of Torah, a continuation for eternity, eternal Torah, for eternal Torah to exist. The reason we have Torah today, the reason each and every one of us is learning right now is because Rabbi Shimon had arrows, had Talmidim that were Talmidim and Mevatel to him. Unlike those first 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, And that's what we're in Avelis. They didn't know what it meant to be an arrow. They weren't true Talmidim. It has to be a Talmidim plus a 60 plus a Batola. By the way, what also is a Talmud? A true Talmud is someone who's always growing. A true student. If I'm still a Talmud. 100% a Talmud. I spoke to some of my Rebbeim today, and Amir Tashem, I should be zoich to be a Talmud my whole life. The moment I'm not a Talmud, every one of you call me and scream at me. Every one of you. I'm a Talmud just as much as you're a Talmud. No difference. You know what it means to be a Talmud? I'm a student, I'm always learning, I'm growing, I'm nothing. I could be so much more. So to be a Talmud is first of all being mevatel to the Rebbe, and that will create a nitzchias, but Talmud means I always have to grow. Talmidim by itself is 504. 504, listen to this, is exactly 21. What's 21? Eheye, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey, which is the shame of always wanting to be more, the shame, the name of tshuva, I will be, I want to be more. Eheye is 21, 24 hours a day. 21 times 24 is exactly gematria Talmidim 504. Because a true Talmud is someone that mamish every moment, 24 hours a day, I want to be more. I'm never resting, I'm never satiated. I always want to be, that's what it means to be a Talmud. I want to be more. I have to continuously, constantly, always be in a state of growth. Always be in a state of growth. Those are true Talmidim. True Talmidim are mevatel to the Rebbe, and true Talmidim are always growing. So Talmidim plus 60, mevatel, is nitzchis, there'll be a continuity, internal Torah. And Talmidim by itself is gematria Eyeh times 24. Mar, tremendous. Thank you, Hashem. And yours chus, only for yours chus. But what do we see, Chevra? This is all just building to bring out one yesod, which we didn't even get to yet. What do we see, Chevra? Chevra, we see that if we learn the Torah of the Rashbi, if we learn Torah's Nister, or we learn his Mamre Chazal, or all the Torah that we learn, where the arrow of that Rebbe, of that Tana, of that Amora, when I open up at Rav Kiva Eger, I'm the chetz of Rav Kiva Eger. When I open up a Kedushas Levi, I'm the chetz of the Kedushas Levi. When I open up a Noyam Elimelech, I'm Rav Melech Melijensk, I'm his chetz in Biad Gibor. Listen to this, Chevra. This is real, this is emes. So in Lag BaOmer, that's your soul to recognize I'm going to be that Talmud, unlike the 24,000 Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. But every time I learn in a way that I'm a vatal to that Torah. In a real way, I'm the chetz of that tzaddik. I'm the arrow of that tzaddik. Whatever the Torah is. Well, it's not a chassidish Torah, I'm sure now. It's Emes Shabbitah. So you open up and you learn a piece from Rav Soloveitchik. You're bringing Rav Soloveitchik into the world. It sounds very chassidish and deep. This is not. It's emes. It's really, it's Rashi in Tehillim Kuf Chav Zayin Dalet. That's really what it's saying. It's an amazing idea if we start to think like this. If we think, I open up a Gemara, I'm mamish a chet, I'm an arrow of Abaye and Rava, of Shammai and Hillel. Incredible! Of the Hillel of Rabbi Akiva. I'm a chet. But you know what it means, I'm a chet? It means I bring that tzaddik back into the world. I give him chias. His koach, his gibor, his strength is still having effect. I'm bringing him back into the world. He's alive. It's like, we all know, right? The famous story, I don't remember right now how it's said over. But how Rav Soloveitchik used to say, someone once asked him something like the extent of, you know, when did the Rambam die? Or when did Rav Soloveitchik started crying? The Rambam died? How can you say such a thing? The Rambam's alive. The Rambam's alive. How he was alive? Because he was his chet. He was bringing him back into the world. The way Rav Soloveitchik looked at a Rambam and was mevatel to the Rambam. When we learn Torah, whatever Torah it is, you're that chet. Their mamish is alive. You're one with them. It's an incredible yisod. It's an incredible idea. It's so beautiful. Every time I learn, I open up a Sefer Tehillim. Open up. I'm holding a Sefer Tehillim here. I'm bringing David HaMelech back into the world. I'm his chet. David HaMelech is your chet in 2 weeks from tonight. I'm bringing him back into the world. Mamish. We have to realize that. But what does that mean, Chevra? What do I want to say? Listen to what that means. It means something even deeper than what I'm saying. This alone is worth mamish Hanechamad mizav umipaz rav to me. But it's even deeper than that. I want to share something I think. A machshava, chevra. Tonight's share is a little more machshava, not as just more machshava, because I have so many machshavas from Lag BaOmer. Just wanted to share. You know what the machshava is? If it's true that that we're that chetz and we're bringing the tzaddik into the world, you know what a chash of each and every one of us is? That means I have the ability to give chias to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I have the ability to give chias to Rabbi Akiva. I have the ability to give chias to Shammai, to Hillel, to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, to Rav Levi Yitzchak of Arditchev, to the Baal Shem HaKadosh. I have the ability to bring him to the world. You know how holy and special I must be? You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Imagine how chashiv we are. We have to believe in our chashivas. Our chashivas. You know, Leil Lag BaOmer. Leil Lag BaOmer was highest of highs. It's Nister. I can't talk about it because it's Tiras Rashbi, so we can't talk about where we were and what it was. But Leil Lag BaOmer, Avada, I had to be outside with a Madura. That much I'll be meforsome. It was a Madura, it was like a Madura, the Hadlaka, it was the size of the Maduras in Meron also. So I'm now outside, and at one point, it was just incredible, and I look up to Shemayim, and it's dark, it's night, this is Chveis Nish, 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night. And I see the Koichavim in the sky. I see the stars in the heaven. And I start thinking to myself, Mamish, this Madura, I was thinking, this Madura, this fire that we bring into the world, Lag BaOmer, the Madura is a little bit like bringing the stars down to the world. The stars look to us like these balls of fire. The stars are very hot. The stars give off tremendous light. It's just like a fire. It's not really fire. If you know a little bit about stars, it's the hydrogen turning into helium and having a nuclear reaction. I'm not going to go into it right now. I mean, not that I understand it so well myself. It's not close to my place of expertise. But maybe this fire that we have is a representation of those stars down here. And what are the stars? First of all, on a simple level, they take the dark night and they light up the night. And the fire, and that fire of Shimon, the fire of Torah could brighten any day, even in the deepest, darkest of times. How so? To be like a star. Now, we know we're all compared to the stars that we learned from Avram Avinu. On one level, I was looking at the stars and I was remembering the Torah that a star is Kochav. Kochav is Chavav, which is Shem Havaya, 26. Chav Beis, 22. Chavav Chav Beis, right? 26, Havaya, Chav Beis, which are the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. To show us if I really want to connect to Hashem, it's only through Torah. I can feel it when I'm dancing Lag BaOmer and looking at the Madura. Remember that Madura, that Esh represents the Esh of Hashem. But I really got to delve into Torah, ultimately, if I want to connect to Hashem. Ultimately, that's when I'm going to be chashiv. In other words, how do I have the chashivas to bring about a Reb Shimon into the world? I have to be one with Torah in the deepest of ways. Chavav chavbez is the koichav. But I also remember the Torah, I'm sure I've shared this before, that my Talmud, David Bashevkin, he sat over at my house on Shabbos Kodesh when he was a senior in high school. I've shared this before. David Bashevkin, he was a senior in high school. What year is that? 2002. Could have been the end of 2001. I don't remember what time in the year it was. So this story goes, this Torah, and this goes back about 19 years. When I was just married, had a little baby, Shmuel Yaakov, living in an apartment in Kew Garden Hills. And we had that year, the senior grade, I was close with all the chevra, and they all came for Shabbos. We had Lel Shabbos by me. It was incredible. It was an incredible night. I still remember it like yesterday. And David Bashevkin shared a Torah. It must have been Parshas Lech Lecha, maybe. That's why he said it. So it was the end of 2001. And he said, why are we compared to the stars? Famous question. There's a lot of Torahs. We've shared many times the Torah of Avraham Shor. Ko Yiyah Zarecha. Hamev and Yavin Yosef HaTzadik. But Lamaisi said such a beautiful idea I'll never forget. David Bashevkin said, you know, obviously everybody asks, compared to the stars, there are billions of stars, there's what, 12, 13 million Jews. It's not a number. What does it mean? So he read at that point that Stephen Hawking, he came out with a theory at that time that there's an infinite amount of space in the universe. There's an infinite amount of space in the universe. And if there's an infinite amount of space in the universe, you know what that means? That means that every star has an infinite amount of space around it. Which means every star is the center of the universe. If it has this infinite amount of space around it, every star is the center of the universe. If every star is the center of the universe, every star is as chashuv as could be. It's the center, it's the epicenter, it's the mahus, it's the essence. That's why maybe we're all compared to stars. Bishvili nivra olam. We have to believe that each and every one of us is the center of the world. And I'm chashuv, and I could accomplish, I could do. I could bring now Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai back to life. I could bring Rabbi Kiva when I learn Torah. And I bring Hashem into the world through Torah. Yisrael kutchabricha v'ray zachari. We have to feel this about ourselves. Lag BaOmer, somehow we all feel, there's a certain, when you celebrate Lag BaOmer, when you live it, and wherever you were, whatever you did, if you did it, I know this year was difficult, but hopefully you still felt it. And we know from past years, there's a certain chashivas you feel about yourself, what it is to be a Yid, what it is to be part of this beautiful nation, what it is to be on fire with Torah and fire with Hashem. And we have to believe it, that we're chashiv, we have to believe that we're special. We have to believe it. I remember, you know, it's so important. I actually spoke about this recently in a woman's shir, that I had a 7th grade Rebbe, Rebbe Elephant, in Yeshiva Torah Chaim of South Shore. In South Shore, my 7th grade Rebbe. Now, I went to South Shore, and in South Shore, my chevra, back in those days, South Shore, there weren't so many schools like it is today. My grade, it was a very, very stark grade. At least half the grade, if not more, was from Rockaway. And, you know, myself and a few, I was considered, Baruch Hashem, a very frum, incredible parents. But in the Chevra, a little more of the modern Chevra compared to the rest. And that was the perception. Nothing, Baruch Hashem. Again, my parents are B'nai Bal Yerushalayim, incredible people. I didn't mean that in a negative way. Chas v'shalom, just giving you a picture. And that is Rebbe. And I, at that point, you know, MS, Ramito, I thought I'm going to be a doctor. That's what I thought my whole life, till I was Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael. It's all another discussion for another time. I thought I was going into medicine. I always have such kavod for doctors. I still do to this day. If I wasn't a Rebbe, I'd be a doctor. There would be nothing else that I'd want to do in this world. Feel that it's an avoida that in itself, it's not just about the money and the ends. It's not just about the ends, it's a means. I still. But this Rebbe of mine, that's also why I've shared this story with my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen, when I was midway through Shana Aleph, he pulled me, we spent the whole day together, Mei Sharim Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Lal Shabbos, we were together by his son-in-law, Riyakum Mishakatz. And I remember we're in the middle of Mei Sharim, he pulls me to the side, and he says, you know, I know you want to be a doctor, but you're a Kayin, it's not so pashut ka'alacha, Hashem B'Stama doesn't want you to be a doctor. But you have koiches to be there for people, you should be a roife. So I was so confused. You got to know Rav Cohen. He says, give me his whole speech, I shouldn't be a doctor. Whole speech that it's not, even though they're kulas and they're psak and whatever, but you shouldn't be. And then he says, but you should be a roife. You should be a roife. I'm looking at Rav Cohen, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just, you know, I'm 18 years old, middle of Me'esharim. He's mamish Cohen, you know, Rav Cohen, you know, I'm like mamish. Should be a roife, you should be a roife. I'm looking at him, he says, you should be a roife in Neshama. You should be a roife in Neshama. Not for you, it'd be a roife guf, to be a roife in Neshama. And Imamish stuck with me in a deep way. And it built a chashivas that I felt. I never even thought about that till then. That's MS. I never even thought about it till that moment. To go into chinuch, I never even thought about it till that moment. Although I was told it once before, and that's the first story I started out saying, it just got sidetracked. In 7th grade, I had a Rebbe Elephant. And Rebbe Elephant, one time in South Shore, he pulled me aside. And he pulled me aside in the lunchroom during lunch. Chvesna, it's probably pizza day. They used to give pizza and corn. You know, the little milk cartons. And he pulled me aside and he told me, Arya, you know, you're going to go into profession. You're going to maybe be a doctor. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be something, whatever he said. But you have koichas. You should also make sure, even if you go in professionally, you should be someone who also gives a shir. You're someone that gives over Torah to others, even one night a week, a dafyomi, something. And remember, I didn't take it seriously at that time, but it stuck with me somewhere. But I'll tell you what it did for me even then. First of all, later, after Rabbi Cohen, I remembered that conversation and they put it all together. It had a big piece of why I am where I am right now. But you know what it did for me even then? It made me think of myself in a chashuv way. I thought, I'm a nobody. Who am I? And my Rebbe's telling me I should give a shir, maybe something. Now I'm still nothing. I'm mamish nothing. I'm offer ve'efer. In who I could be, in who I want to be. We have to realize the offer an efer of a ben melech, offer an efer as a yid, is kodesh kedoshim. And each and every one of us are so chashuv. You know how chashuv we are? I could bring Rabbi Shimon back into the world. I could bring Rabbi Kiva back into the world. And we have to believe in this. We have to believe how chashuv we are. You know, my friend Charlie Harari, the chevra all knows Charlie. If you don't know him personally, I don't know if there's a yid in the world that doesn't know Charlie Harari. Charlie Harari, as successful as he is, you know, I remember talking to him once, you know, how he became so successful. Charlie's he's a very talented individual. He's an incredible person. We were once talking once, and I know this, and we joke about it sometimes. His mother, Ruchi, his mother, special woman, close to the Mishpacha, Ruchi. So Ruchi, from the time Charlie was born, at his bris already, and when he was in diapers, would tell Charlie, you're going to be the president of the United States of America. Would tell Charlie, you're going to be the president of the United States of America. Now, if you know Charlie, if there's any from Jew that could be, it might be Charlie. It might be. I wouldn't put it past him, to be honest. Out of any of my friends, anyone I know, if there's one person I'd bet on, it would be Charlie. That's the truth. But you know, when your mother's telling you that from a young age, you start to believe in yourself, and you start to have, I'm chashuv, I could do something with my time, and look how successful he is. We have to believe we're chashuv. And you know how chashuv we are? I'm an arrow of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I bring his koichis into the world. I'm an arrow of Rabbi Kiva. I'm an arrow of Kedushas Levi. Incredible. But how so? Only if I'm connected to Torah and bringing out that Torah. That's where my chashivas lies. If I'm that koichav, that star, which is chavav, chav beiz, shem havah, connected to Hashem through the 22 letters of the aleph beiz, Yisrael, kutchubrich, v'ra'i zechadi. That's when I'm chashiv. That's when I have chashivas. My chashivas is not because I'm extremely wealthy. I want to tell you something. You know, this week, I don't know, out of nowhere, I don't know where this stemmed from, but I get like added to a chat. You know when you're added to a chat, and then you're cheshbening, should you stay on the chat, should you not stay on the chat, and what is this chat? I don't know, the whole idea of you could add other people to the chat. The world of chat is a whole world. That's why I take no offense with our chat. Zero, I promise you, from the depth of my heart, when people want to leave the chat, and I want to, that there's no mamish zero, because everyone should choose who they will. You shouldn't be forced. It's mamish, you get forced to be in a chat, because then you feel bad leaving. So if the rest of my life I have to be in this chat, because I don't want to make someone else feel bad. It's a crazy psychological game. It's mamish scary. It's scary, our feelings, and you don't want to hurt somebody. But anyways, I was put in this chat. What's the chat? My MTA class. My MTA class. I graduated in 1997. 23 years ago. MTA class somehow. And some, they're putting them together and there's like 75 already in it. We were a little over 100, whatever it is. And there's certain guys in there that are financially so successful. When I mean so successful, I'm talking guys that are worth $250 million. $250 million. Billy Guzma. And they're talking in such a way, mamish, such Lashoinas, I'm dying to leave the chat, but I don't want them to feel that. I don't even know what to do. Honestly, I don't know what to do, but that's not your chashivas. Chashivas because you have six houses and driving Lamborghinis. There's only one chashivas in this world. If I could bring Rav Shimon Bar Yochai into the world, they can't bring Rav Shimon Bar Yochai into the world. They can't bring Rav Akiva into the world. They can't bring Rav Levi Yitzchak Ben Sar Sasha into the world. How chashev am I? If I could learn Torah and bring tzaddikim into the world and give them chias, that means I'm chashev, I'm incredible. And we have to believe in how chashev I am when I learn Torah. Those are the greatest accomplishments. That's the my chashivas in Torah and in mitzvahs. And how do we get there? So I want to share some other thoughts from Leil Lag BaOmer. A big Torah chevra. A big Torah from Leil Lag BaOmer chevra. And this is what Leil Lag BaOmer again. Leil Lag BaOmer had this chus to be by a special Madura, a very special Madura. It was made on Lohaba. It was one of the highest Lag BaOmers in my life. That's Emesh Bamito. Even with Corona, with everything. I knew it had to be because I knew we had, Baruch Hashem, we had Purim, which was Me'en Olam Haba. So that we had to have Lag BaOmer and we had somehow. Whatever. I'm not going to. The Mamish, I'm still. Beruchni, Begashmi, my neshama is on fire still. So I'm by the fire and I'm watching the fire and I have so many thoughts. And I'm looking at this fire and I realize this fire of Lag BaOmer is everything about Yisrael Kutchabricha Vereisa Chari. This fire of Lag BaOmer is everything about us, Hashem and His Torah being one, and what brings our chashivas. How so? First of all, how's the fire start? You take tons of shmata, you take old pieces of wood, you take your ripped up t-shirts from the Kohat camps that you want to get rid of, you take chvesnisht, all that you want to get rid of, all the shmatas and garbage and ashpa and gashmias of the world, and you look at it and it's just a pile of shmutz, of shmata. But then you take the aur, halo kedivrei eishno Hashem, you take the aur of Torah, and you light it on fire. And suddenly that little aur, it becomes this massive aur. But what created the aur? So what created the aur first and foremost, is I really want to connect to Hashem through His Torah, I want to be one, I have to realize, I have to get rid of my gashmias, of my taivas, of my temptations. So I have to destroy that shmata that's in me. I have to move away from that. That was my first thought. I have to destroy the Gashmi. And then I could be this beautiful fire and be one with Hashem and be one with the Torah, which everyone loves fire and staring at fire and being one with fire because that's the connection to Hashem and the connection to Torah represented. But first I have to get rid of my Gashmi. Otherwise it doesn't work. I always give the mashal. Chevra knows the mashal, most of you, I assume. You know, it's like Tropicana orange juice. Everybody loves Tropicana. Okay, I don't know everybody, but if you like orange juice, you love Tropicana orange juice. Everything else is an imposter. I don't know why anyone drinks any other orange juice. I don't know why they make any other orange juice. None of the other ones are good. That's the bottom line. Or not as good, that's for sure. But what happens if you brush your teeth at night? I see, Baruch Hashem, we have Yoni from Detroit over here tonight, a dentist. Love you. It's been too long, Yoni. We got to catch up. But this is one of the, again, as much as I said at the beginning, having Zoom kills me because I want to be together, but it's chus, we could have Talmidim from Detroit. Chevra that's younger Talmidim from 2004. Mamish. It's a schus, mamish, incredible schus. We could have Yoni from Detroit. We could have Ari Mirzov from Florida from 2006. It's Mordechai Bennett. Chevra from the old and from Baltimore. So we have Baltimore, Florida, and Detroit. Any other places? Talk up if I'm not mentioning any other places. I see other older Talmidim. I don't name all the Talmidim. Any other places? It's schus. It's incredible.
But anyways, Kew Garden Hills.
Maybe in Corona, it feels like that's forever away, Aaron David. But I don't know about these days.
Old timer anymore.
Yeah, Aaron David. For Rockaway, also, please. For Rockaway is one because it's the only mikvah that exists these days. But anyways, Lamaisa. So Yoni knows. Yoni's a dentist. That's why I mentioned Yoni first. So if you brush your teeth, and then you drink Tropicana orange juice, it's disgusting. It's mamish disgusting. Is there any, now that Tropicana orange juice, is there anything wrong with the Tropicana orange juice? Tropicana orange juice is inherently delicious. But you've coated your mouth with toothpaste, so it's not, you're the problem not to have orange juice, the problem is you. The problem is that it's being filtered through the toothpaste, so you don't, your taste buds are off. That's the problem. Torah is an echamad mizav mipazrav. It's the sweetest thing in the world. There's nothing more special, there's nothing more chashiv. If you don't taste it and you're not feeling the chashivas of it, it's because I've coated my taste buds in gashmias and taiva. And I'm looking at things I shouldn't be looking at and doing things I shouldn't be doing, so I don't taste it. So I have to destroy that. I have to get rid of that element in my life. That's the fire that I'm destroying all the shmatas. And by the way, you never stop. That's the other thing, right? I was watching the fire. So you have the initial all the shmatas and wood that's ready, and it starts making this big, beautiful. We had a fire; it was 10 feet high, mamish. But what happens if you don't continue to burn more gashmi and more shmata? The fire eventually will go out. I mean, you never stop getting rid of that. Don't you never satiated? Oh, I worked on myself; I'm good. I put a filter on my phone. Always look to get rid of more and more of that area of my life, the gashmis, the taivas, in ways, and be al pi chasidus, the more and more. And I say chasidus here, I don't mean chasidus just Shtreimel Bekeshe. I'm talking about it being a pious Jew like the Mitzvah Sharm talks about. And I'm always working on, and the more, if I put more gashmis that I get rid of, the fire will continue to burn. The fire won't go out. That's the fire that I'm watching. And I was watching the fire, and these were all my thoughts. And then I was thinking the fire also. You know what's godless of the fire? The fire is always trying to get high. It's always reaching up. It's always reaching up. So to each and every one of us, we need to always be growing in our Avodah Hashem, growing in our Torah. That has to be our, if we want to be chashuv and bring Rav Shimon into the world, we have to believe, I want to never stop growing. We always have to be striving high. Now, no matter what I reach, I'm always pushing it high. And that's that fire. And even when it goes down, it goes back up. It goes down, it goes back up. Sheva yipal tzadik v'kam. It's a matzah, you can have the picture. No one else is in it. It's fine. We got mamish, the fire always striving to go up. We're striving to go up. There, you look at Ichamata, you see the fire from Lag BaOmer. The fire from Lag BaOmer. Unbelievable. What else? You have to realize, what else do you need in that fire? What's the minhag, specifically Lag BaOmer? How do we make the fire? Not just by destroying our gashmis. We have to pour shemen, we have to pour oil into it. We know it's brought down many, that shemen is a remez l'toira. That's the shemen of the menorah, ki ner mitzvah v'torah ar. Shemen is Torah. Realize if I'm going to be this fire that's reaching high, it's only through Torah, Yisrael kut shebrichi v'reis echadhi. And I'm mamish, I'm standing by the Torah, by the fire, which is the Torah lelag b'omer, and I'm thinking, it's all of these messages to me. And I'm taking them to heart. I'm taking them to heart. But then I start thinking, chavra. And here's the punchline, you ready? Here's the punchline. I start thinking to myself, so this fire represents the Torah, and my relationship to Hashem through the Torah. And it's really me, it's the person, it's also Hashem, because we know fire is the most spiritual thing in the world. Fire is the most spiritual thing in the world. It has such koach, but you can put your hand right through it. That's the comparison to Torah as well. So it's Hashem, it's Torah, and it's me. And then I start thinking, I'm watching the fire, listen, this is mamish. And I think, wow, you know what? Ish, a person, me, and Eish, fire, very, very similar. Same Aleph Shin. It's like right there. Eish and Ish is like one in the same. One in the same. Mamish. I'm like, oh, tremendous. Eish and Ish, it's all one in the same. Which are all these lessons that we're learning from the fire of Lag BaOmer and the fire in general. But then I think about it, because every chever knows that I think in the world of Gematria and Torah. And I say, it's so close. But there's that extra Yud. And at first I start thinking Torah, that Yud could represent Hashem. And Hashem with me creates the Eish, so it's the Yud, which is Shem Havaya. With the person, it creates the Eish. But then it came to me something deeper. Mamish, ready, Chevra? You ready? In the world of Gematria, the letters have numerical values. So we know Aleph is 1, and Beis is 2, and Gimel is 3, and Yud is 10, and Lamed is 30. The Nekudos also have numerical values. The way to figure out the Nekudos, Chevra, and this is a little bit deeper, but the way to figure it out is whenever you see a line, like a patach is just one line, that's worth 6, because it's like a vav. If you have a kamatz where there are 2 lines, it's worth 12, because there are 2 lines, 2 vavs. That's the lines. The dots, everyone is closest, like a yud. So every dot is 10. So if you have, for example, a tzere is 2 dots, it's 20. A chirik is 1 dot. 1 dot is 10. If we add the letters and the nekudos, chevra, you ready? Eish, fire, aleph shin is 301. But Eish has a tzere underneath. Tzere is worth 20, so it's 321. Aleph yud shin is 311. There's only one nekuda, it's a chirik under the aleph, that's a 10. 311 plus 10 is 321. If you add the nekudos, Ish and Eish is one in the same. Ish and Eish, and one of the Aprah Mamish, this came to me, Lel Lag BaOmer, during the fire. And all these messages, and all these lessons. And that's the lesson of Lag BaOmer, the lesson of the fire of Lag BaOmer. is to remind us to get rid of all the gashmis of our life and always be striving higher and never stop growing and always connecting to Torah. Yisrael kutchibrichi v'reisachadi, and realizing how chashiv I am then. Like the Torah of the koichav of the star when I'm connected to Hashem through the Torah. And realize then I could bring Reb Shimon into the world. I could bring Reb Akiva into the world. You know who else I bring into the world? Forget about Reb Shimon. I don't mean it like that. Don't take this out of context. Forget about Reb Shimon. Forget about Reb Akiva. Forget about Gedushas Levi. You know who we really bring into the world? Every time I learn Torah and I realize my chashiv is in Torah, I bring Hashem into the world. I bring Hashem into the world because it's His Torah. It's all His Torah. And every time I learn His Torah, I'm learning with Hashem. I bring Him mamish into the world. Nefesh HaChaim says, my chavrusa is Hashem. I mamish bring Him into the world. And bring Him into my life. And I have the greatest chashivas in the world. And I don't need anything else. Once I taste the sweetness of Torah, I don't even need anything else. And no matter where I am, no matter what's going on, I could have this. That's why this whole corona, and there's definitely terrible tragedies, and a lot that we're missing out on. There is. Don't get me wrong. And our hearts go out to the families that have lost loved ones. And our hearts go out to families that have those who need refuos. And those that lost a lot of parnasa. There's a lot of tragedy. But for those of us that haven't had those losses, obviously we feel for every brother and sister. I don't mean it like that. But just because we're stuck in our homes. And yes, we'd love to be ba'achdus together. We're missing that. But you know what? If we feel this chashivas of a connection to Torah and a connection to Hashem, look how many svarim I have right behind me. And we all have this in our homes. We have Torah. And therefore I could still be one with Hashem. And I could still have that chashivas. No matter where I am, no matter what's going on in my life. And that's what I believe. That's what I walked away from Lag Ba'omer this year, Chevron. And that's what I wanted to share with you. And Mirat Hashem, through all this Torah tonight, each and every one of us should be Zoyche. That the fires that were ignited in Lag Ba'omer should never be extinguished. It should be burning bright. Through believing in our chashivas, believing in our Torah, believing in our connection to Hashem always, every single one of us should be zoicha to feel that, feel how special you are, to bring the tzaddikim into the world, bring Hashem into the world. And to zoicha to not just feel it beruchni, but even begashmi, with tchias ameisim, and the gula shleima, binyan beit hamikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu.